Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So as I said, what looks like is going on up in Worcester, Massachusetts at this St. Vincent Hospital is classic union busting. It reeks of it. And the fact that I got so many responses from people going, have you seen this? People losing their mind over the fact that this giant healthcare company is saying, yeah, well, we'll give you something, but you're going to come back on our terms, which means we're keeping the scab nurses and your seniority is out the door. And if you ever try this again, we've got the scabs in reserve. I got a problem with that. That's why I've asked Marlena Pellegrino to come talk with us. Marlena is a 35-year nurse at St. Vincent's Hospital there in Worcester, Massachusetts, one of the 700 striking workers who today marks the 200th day of the strike. Marlena, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So am I getting this right? You guys have accepted the last best and final offer, but the holdup is that this giant healthcare company is saying, yeah, but one more thing, one more indignity, the scabs are staying.
That you got that pretty much right. So yes, as of August 16th was the last time, just about the last time we met with the hospital. Their last best and final, we were very, very inches from agreeing to that. And then they slid across the table the most vile documents that we've seen, what they call a return to work agreement, which was basically many senior nurses would be replaced, and you could come back into a position. If it's not going to be your position, with the highly trained skills that you have, and they have replaced many senior nurses into areas, critical care areas like the ICU, the special care nursery, the cardiac cath lab, the emergency room, labor and delivery, all with brand new novice nurses. They basically will hire anyone to boost the numbers up in there. And it's basically retaliation for we have a legalized right to raise our voices, and we have for the last 200 days, and it was clear in their document that this was pure retaliation, punitive from one word to the other, for basically doing what we had a right to do, an assault on our union rights and the safety of our patients. It's more than distressing. I've never seen anything like it in 35 years, and this is corporate America trying to make an example of a set of, 700 working nurses. And we want to get back to the bedside. And they're using every tactic, every unfair labor practice that they can try to break our union. That has been the goal, I firmly believe. And we have felt it in our gut. And we're standing strong. But this is a big moment. They're making this, if they get away with this, this will resonate through our state and throughout the country, the world. We are being watched. I mean, we didn't know we'd be getting into something like this, but it's become that grave. And it's pretty sad that patients are collateral damage to this CEO, and this company actually means nothing.
What's interesting to me is, the fact that this company has spent so much money, and I've spoken to somebody who said, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they said, somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million that this Tenet Healthcare has spent overall in diminished, money coming in because they've cut the number of beds, and the amount of money that they've paid out to these scab nurses and all of this stuff that they could have easily paid all of your demands and then some, and still made money.
Oh, absolutely true. I mean, you can't get a handle on the number, but it's easily over $100 million dollars and more. And they have intentionally closed 111 acute care hospital beds in the middle of the surge of a pandemic, solely for the purpose of putting pressure on nurses to cross a picket line. They are now causing harm to our entire community. And there's no length that they wouldn't go to get what they want, which is to break us. That amount of money, I mean, less than that amount of money, we could have had. This is not about our contract. Our contract had been settled a long time ago. We shouldn't even be on strike just for standing up for. We just need more bedside nurses at the bedside to care for our patients. That's literally what we went on strike for. We just need more nurses on the floor at the bedside, which is what you should be doing as a healthcare corporation. We're standing up for our patients saying, hey, it's none safe. We need a couple of more nurses a shift, basically, and a few other things. That's what it comes down to if we want to get really simple. And that's what this company has done. in order to just prevent us from having a legalized voice at any time. You know, it's very, very scary. The patients are we went out on March 8th with our patients as our number one priority, and we remain out on strike 200 days later for the same thing. And now this company has, they're using this opportunity definitely to exploit. You know, they see a group of nurses. Obviously, we worked through one pandemic. They figure we're very weary. They think we're weakened. I think they underestimate the power of nurses in general and the integrity. You know, obviously, it's a female-dominated profession. And I think that doesn't go unnoticed. When you want to try to exploit, they see an opening. They think they can take. And it's just pure evil we're staring down.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very honest with you.
Now, what caught a lot of our listeners' attention is this AP story that evidently a doctor or a couple of doctors sent your union a letter basically saying, okay, you took the contract, you got what you got, now come back, forget all that other stuff, you know, put your patients above everyone else, put everything above your own interest. It's time for, you know, the community, how they put it, you know, with the recent elevation in COVID-19 status in our area to level 3, long wait times in all area hospitals, the need to have all beds staffed and open, we need to be there for our patients now more than ever. It's time for you guys to, you know, to come back. We need your skills, compassion, all of this stuff. But here's the thing. Here's the part that I don't see you guys as the problem here. It's Tenet Healthcare who is now at this last minute going, well, we'll give you the contract here, but you're all fired. Seems to be a kind of a big sticking point.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and it's pretty unsafe. And what we say to our colleagues, the doctors, and our other colleagues in that building who have stood by while we've been on the sidewalk for almost 7 months, is that urging, that imploring, you need to take that to Carolyn Jackson. She's the full obstacle, the one obstacle that stands in the way of close to 700 nurses streaming back into that building. We want to work at St. Vincent Hospital, you know, not under these conditions, and not until our contract is settled, not till our unfair labor practice charges are resolved and this toxic work environment is gone. But, you know, the doctors and other employees, they have been fed a lot of anti-union propaganda over 7 months and more. And I'm not sure if the doctor actually wrote this letter himself. There's been others that come through. Every time there's pressure on Tenet and Carolyn Jackson, they try another union busting tactic, which is to use shame and guilt and try to deflect the responsibility. The responsibility lays directly on Carolyn Jackson and Tenet's shoulders. They are putting our community at risk, and all of our colleagues should be up in arms. We want to be at the bedside. And when she gives us our jobs back, we say to the doctors and our other employees, we will be back in that building doing what we do best when right. We get our positions back.
So now he writes in this, a resolution is so close at hand, and we know you share our common goal of serving the greater good in this community. And, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a little sensitive. But, you know, overwhelmingly, I got to imagine the 700 nurses are mostly female. Would they ask this of a man? I mean, this seems to be kind of, and maybe it's just the time we live in and I'm hyper aware of it. But I don't think you would ask, you know, a bunch of guys striking for this kind of, you know, put your own stuff aside, even though nurses do overwhelmingly put their own needs aside. But saying, you know, we need you more. The community needs you more than you need your seniority rights, than you need your job back. It just seems a little, I don't know, a little pat on the head kind of thing. Or am I reading too much?
No, you're not reading too much. Right along, you know, being in a female dominated profession my entire life, I love being a nurse, but this is something we have fought for years, and we've made headway, but there's always that patronizing. It's a little pat on the head. Be good little girls. And we have some men. So I say that, I often say that, especially with their return to work agreement, it was basically, you little girls were really bad, and now we're going to come after you, and now we're going to punish you. And it's really sad that it's 2021 and we're still fighting this. But I don't believe any male-dominated union, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. We have obviously many male nurses, and they're great, and we love working with our male counterparts. But there's no getting away from this is a female-dominated profession, and I don't believe any male-dominated profession Teamsters, trades unions, which do have women, would ever be put under. It's the shame and the guilt and the, you know, your needs don't come above anything else. We always put our patients first, but we are workers and we are union workers. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. You know, the hospital doesn't like to hear that. Oh, my goodness. Yes, we are proud nurses. We are proud union members. We worked very hard to win those rights 21 years ago. And it's another way for large corporations to diminish the voices of nurses, diminish your union rights, and basically negate your concerns. And I think they've been very surprised by the fact that we would take this step and we remain out on strike this long. And the more, the stronger we become, the dirtier their tactics become. So yeah, it's pretty distressing because at the end of the day, we're not working in a factory, though Carolyn Jackson, the tenant, likes to run the hospital like a factory. There are human lives at stake here. Humanity is at stake here. And that they would go to this length and not come to their senses in any way, it's illogical. And in my view, I question the sanity of the people that are running these companies. Is it purely greed, power, and ego? Probably. But I think that this particular group has become unhinged at this point.
Yeah, it is greed, power, and ego. And that's basically what it is. More for me, less for you. So, you know, as a 35-year nurse at this hospital, what are you expecting to go back to? Because, you know, I don't know if you were able to address the staffing levels in this contract, if the last best and final offer has anything to address those concerns. Because, you know, I've heard horror stories from people in the nursing profession, pandemic forward, how bad things are getting. So what do you expect going back? If you get to go back, what do you expect the conditions to be like if you weren't able to address those staffing levels?
Well, our main goal and what we're sticking with is none of us are going back until we all go back into our regular positions. And that will be the case. And we will maintain our strike and we'll maintain what we're doing until we reach that resolution. That's the only resolution to end this strike. When we do get back into the building, those of us who want to remain there, we feel that we will be able to stabilize that building. It's going to take a long time. They have literally destroyed our St. Vincent Hospital brick by brick. I think I know that even from non-nurse colleagues inside who stay in touch with us, they say, Marlena, you would not recognize it. It's like total anarchy. And St. Vincent Hospital, as we know it, is gone. But we are a strong community of nurses. That I mean, I think the reason we've been on strike so long is we actually do think of ourselves as a family. This is a over 125-year-old Catholic-based hospital. There's a lot of devotion. And the last, best, and final does have staffing improvements that will enhance our ability to care for our patients at the bedside. Otherwise, we would have never talked about agreeing to it. It does not address every single need of our staffing, but we made huge progress, huge improvements, going on strike and maintaining that over these last 7 months. So we do feel that once we get back in there with the contract as it, if we do get to sign it as a tentative agreement, as long as we all get our jobs back into the positions that we previously left, we do feel that we will be able to stabilize and start to care for our patients. We know that it's probably going to be pretty horrific, but many of us feel that, you know, this is our home. Even this is not Carolyn Jackson and tenants' home. They actually have a guest in our home. We felt that for a long time. And whether they stay or not, it's the nurses and the employees that have that really make the hospital what it is. So if we can get back to our positions, the staffing language that we have achieved so far that we will sign off on when we get our jobs back will enable us to care for our patients better. And then, you know, there's always contract negotiations that come up and, there's always ways to go. But I think that, we are committed to that. We are committed to getting back to the bedside and doing what we can.
Now, as I understand, in the coming days, you've got some events planned, some community building, because ultimately, this is going to come down to community support, I hope, which, as I've been, talking with people, the community has been backing you guys pretty substantially.
Amazing. It's been humbling. I mean, it's 200 days, and even before the strike, I mean, we've had everything from our interfaith community, you know, candlelight vigils, four or five of them, many events and rallies. We've had every legislator, our state and city legislators, you know, Congressman Jim McGovern. We had Senator Markey, Senator Elizabeth Warren. We had the opportunity, you know, very spontaneously about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, to visit and talk with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's been amazing. All of them have been completely supportive. And this Saturday, we do have a community solidarity event that they're hosting for us right on our picket line. All of the other unions and labor organizations come and support us on our picket line, our other nursing unions. It's just been amazing how people have pulled together. And I just came off the picket line a half hour ago. A random woman pulled her car aside. I'll just say this, we were filled with tears. She looked to be about in her 60s. She was very quiet, very meek looking. She handed me an envelope. She said, I want you to take this to the strike office, give this to the nurses. I said, oh my God, thank you so much. She didn't want to give her name. She pulled away and I opened the envelope, a crumpled white envelope, and there was $1,000 in it.
Wow.
And this did not look like this woman could afford $1,000, but she wanted that to go to, she said, do whatever you can with this to help the nurses. And, you know, there were quite a few of us on the picket line. It really touched us. You know, when you think, you know, people are trying to bring you down, we know the hospital is, that's the light right there. People understand the truth, the community understands, and it's very, very, it's very humbling, and it's very gratifying to know that people get it, that we're out there for them, we're out there for our community.
The idea of one day longer, you know, applies here. I wish you guys the best. I wish you the best in the event this weekend and drawing more community support. Hopefully Tenet comes around and does the right thing, because they could end this immediately. You could be back to work tomorrow. This could all be over. It is their, you know, as someone, you know, tweeted out to me, they're the a-hole here. Not the nurses, not the community. It's this Jackson woman and Tenet Health. So I wish you the best. Keep up the great fight, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks very much. Thank you for having me. It was great.
Thanks so much. Marlena Pellegrino, 35-year nurse there at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, Mass. Seriously, they could end this tomorrow. Could be over. And they choose not to. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.